today comes from Luke chapter 23, and we're going to read verses 33 through 43. Hear now God's word. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross, and the criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. The crowd watched and the leaders scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself if he really is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers mocked too by offering him a drink of wine. They called out to him, "If you're king of the Jews, save yourself." A sign was fastened above him with these words, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you've been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes. But this man hasn't done anything wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord. Most of you know by now, if you ask me how I'm doing on most days, regardless of the hour, my response will be, it's another day in paradise, in paradise. But what you may not know is that those are more than words for me. And I'm not talking about paradise, that it's warm here in Florida. For when I was in Oklahoma and it was sleeting outside, my response would have been the same, it's another day in paradise. I respond with those words because I need to remind myself that paradise is all around us, that paradise is here if we are walking with Christ, if we are aware of the presence of our God, and I want to remind myself constantly of His near presence with us. So today, my friends, is another day in paradise. But today's also the last Sunday of the Christian calendar. Did you know that? Next Sunday, we start all over again. And yes, we're going to start with Advent, a day in which we'll be looking for not just the birth of the Christ, but the return of the Christ in the fullness of time. But today is Christ the King Sunday. And I love the juxtaposition of those two Sundays, that we begin the year looking for the Christ, and we end the year remembering that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I especially love the connection between Christ the King Sunday and Thanksgiving. I need to remind you that it is because Christ is the King that we are able to give thanks in everything and through everything. Because He is still seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. But we read Luke 23. We read a portion talking about Jesus hanging on the cross, and that seems like a strange text to pick for Christ the King Sunday. But I love this text, and I love its connection to this day. Christ is on the cross, and in our text, we are reminded there are two other crosses that day. Two other individuals on either side, the right and the left. It is only Luke who records the conversations that took place between Jesus and these other two. Actually, because music is important for me, I'm often reminded of different songs at different times, and this scene always reminds me of a song by Steeler's Wheel. And you're going, who is Steeler's Wheel? Well, for my generation, they sang a song that we still enjoy. Clowns on the left, and jokers on the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. And there was Jesus, stuck in the middle between these two that were hanging on either side. The crowd around mocking in derision. The soldiers mocking in derision. Only Luke includes a verse not found in some of our oldest manuscripts in which Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Three dying men. From each of them, we have lessons that we can learn. From the first dying man, we learn the easiest mistake to make. He missed who it was that was hanging next to him. The second dying man, the hardest admission to make, the hardest thing in the world to admit, we deserve to die. This man has done nothing wrong. From the third, we learn about the greatest gift in the world. Father, Father, forgive them. Today, you will be with me in paradise. But catch the other part of this picture. There they are. They are hanging on the crosses above the heads of the crowd. And there at the feet of Jesus, what are the soldiers doing? Casting lots. Our text, I read you a version of the New Living Translation, throwing dice. I don't know that they had dice in that day. Nonetheless, there they are. They're at the foot of the cross and they're gambling. They're gambling for the clothes of the one that was hanging above their head. There they were. They were so close to the cross. They were at the foot of the cross. But while they were so close to the cross, they were very far from the Christ. It's a picture that reminds me of how often you and I tend to be in just that same place. Close to the cross, far from the Christ. See, when you and I talk about grace, but we fail to live grace, we are close to the cross, but far from the Christ. When you and I talk about love, but we fail to live love, you and I are very close to the cross, but we are very far from the Christ. I would suggest to you that on that cross, Christ the King reigns supreme. On that cross, Christ the King is on a throne of splinters. Here Jesus, if you please, holds court before the crowd of insulting bystanders and profane soldiers. Here Jesus on that splintered throne, the instrument of death, with two lost sons of God who stole and murdered their way to Calvary. Here Jesus is, not so much as King of the Jews, but Christ the King, there on that splintered cross, full of mercy and love. Forgive them. Forgive them, they do not know what they do. At this place of awful suffering, Jesus chose to offer forgiveness and life in the midst of death. You and I, You and I, if we would be close to Christ, you and I must learn to lay down our lives. You and I must learn to love as He loved us. You and I must learn to take up our crosses daily and follow Him. You see, there are many things that tug at us to do otherwise. In this day in which we live, in which civility is a thing of the past, we're called and all too readily walk down a path that is contrary to the path that Jesus walked. We may not physically end another's life, but how often do we wound with our words? How often do we wound with our look? How often do we harm that which is made in the image of our God? Father, forgive them. And there is Jesus giving to us a gift from that splintered throne, a gift of life that He offers to us. When you and I choose life, when you and I choose to affirm the life made in His image, when you and I choose to honor that which is in image, we are then very close to the Christ, which is exactly where we need to be. Father, forgive them. Two words come to mind as I hear the exchange of the two dying men on either side of Christ. The first is the word awareness. Both those criminals knew they would die on the cross that day. But only one of those two was aware of the King whose majesty graced their presence that day. Two would die on either side, and only one was aware of the reality that he deserved to die. It's not until we come to an awareness of who we are and who He is that we can possibly find mercy for our lives. The first word is awareness. Second word, hope. Hope. To the one, Jesus looked and said, today, you will be with me in paradise. Now, I want you to stop and think for a moment. This one was a guilty criminal. He publicly confessed he deserved to die. Can you imagine the joy in his soul as he looks to the Jesus and says, I have one request of you, that you would remember me when you come into the fullness of your kingdom. Remember me. Can you imagine his joy when he hears from the lips of Jesus that day, today, you will be with me in paradise. Oh, man, if that doesn't cause your heart to sing, you do not understand the richness of the gospel. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Unspeakable joy. His last words to another human being before himself breathing his last words were words of forgiveness and words of grace. Today you will be with me in paradise. Who of us is worthy of such grace? But you see, the life of Jesus is full of those kinds of stories. His kingdom was unlike any other. His kingdom was not a kingdom of might and power. His was a kingdom of mercy and love and grace. He had already told us that the kingdom of God was like a love freely given. When a son asks his father so foolishly for his inheritance, and he takes it and he wastes it in a foreign land, and he comes to his senses and he returns hoping to be a servant in his father's house. And the father instead runs out with jubilation and hope and joy and embraces the son and says, "Welcome home. Let's have a party. My son who was dead is alive today. Today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like a shepherd who cares so deeply for his sheep that when one is lost, the shepherd goes out and he searches high and low for that one lost sheep. And he doesn't quit until he finds it. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like a rich man who throws a party, and when the other rich are too busy to come to his party, the rich man throws open the doors and invites the poor and the blind and the lame to be part of the feast. Today you will be with me in paradise. As we celebrate Christ the King this day, I want you to learn again the only power that God offers that changes lives is the power of forgiving grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we journey through life's difficulties, as we enjoy life's good times, let us never lose the wonder of the words that Jesus said that day. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Thanks be to God for grace that comes to us from a splintered throne. Amen.